Seems to me the Lord has had a theme here in our worship for us to consider his work in our lives and what does it mean to be an obedient person. Erica, thank you for sharing that word. I think it's where we live, very often where we live, and that sense of feeling conflicted about what's going on is really actually a positive thing. It's a testimony of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. It doesn't feel great at the time, but it's an evidence that the Holy Spirit is at work in our lives and is actually tutoring us to help us understand his way better. I see this theme of obedience in the prayer that you gave for your dear children. They're wanting to walk in obedience, and they're listening to God for what it means to walk in obedience. The question that you posed about what's holding us back, I think is so important. There the Holy Spirit, I think, puts Holy Spirit's finger on sometimes blockages to new life, new expressions of walking with him, new release of his power into our lives. And I think that's something that we should maybe attend to a little bit more here. So the question is there something holding you back? Is there something God is beginning to point out to you that's a blockage in your relationship with God? Is this something that has caused your life to kind of level off spiritually? It stands in the way of new, fresh outpourings of His Holy Spirit. Would you please attend to that? I'm just going to pause for another moment here and let's just pray together. Be open to that. Be open to face into whatever that is, and then if this is something that you need encouragement about or assistance in dealing with, I know that there are many here. I would be available to you following the worship service to kind of talk with you about what a new beginning might look like. Let's continue in our prayer, and then we'll have a closing song in a bit.